Can one go back to God by following paths like Christianity and others? Answer. The criterion for going back to Godhead is the love of God. Going back to God is not a matter of religious denomination but of spiritual devotion. If one has developed the love of God, one can go back to Godhead irrespective of one's religious tradition. The Vedic philosophy is not exclusivist. Anyone who has developed love for God can go back to God and will be guided by God through the religion which is best suited for that person. Now coming to the love of God and other religions, that can people develop love of God by practicing religions other than the Vedic religion? Yes, definitely. There are saints like Francis of Assisi, Teresa of Avila who have developed exalted qualities of love of God as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, tolerance, compassion, no envy. There are Sufis in Islam. They are also considered exalted devotees. As for the theistic religions, Christianity, Judaism and Islam accept that God is the ultimate goal of life and one can go back to God by developing love for Him. These are theistic religions. Where will practitioners of these religions go? It depends on one's level of practice. Generally, if one follows the bona fide representative of God, it is God and the representative that takes care of one's progress. How and where exactly one will go depends upon one's consciousness and one's individual circumstances. For example, if one faithfully follows Christianity, Jesus may take the person to another place and further guide him to take him back to Godhead, or purification and revelation may come within one's heart to go back to Godhead. We can't say whether such a soul will go back to Godhead within the same lifetime or over multiple lifetimes. Destination after death depends upon one's individual level of devotion and past karmic entanglements, conditionings, and consciousness. Specifics may vary, even for one following Gaudiya Vaishnava path, but the principle remains the same. Pre-theistic religions, Buddhism and Jainism are non-theistic and those following these religions purely will rise to the mode of goodness. These are pre-theistic religions, focused on not so much on the rejection of God, but on proper living. The practitioners of these paths will get elevation based on the level of the mode of goodness they have assimilated. In Buddhism, there's a personalist tradition which focuses on Buddha as God, and some Buddhists want to attain his abode. If the practitioner has developed devotion for Buddha, that's additional to just the development of the mode of goodness, and so it is a further factor in his favor. To summarize, anyone who is following a path given by God or by the arrangement of God will be elevated by that path. Rather than looking at the religious denomination, we should look at the conceptual understanding and behavior of the practitioner. Understanding people's beliefs and seeing their practices, we can understand what their destination will be. Chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita talks about the three kinds of faith, and we can refer to this chapter to understand the destinations of practitioners of these religions.